next. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A snow-covered city. Title: Christmas Next Door. A large group of ice skaters are gathered on a frozen pond with skyscrapers on all sides. People walk down the sidewalk carrying wrapped gifts. In a suburban neighborhood, a woman decorates a plastic reindeer in the front yard of a house. A small family is moving plastic human figures of carolers into place on their lawn. A young man driving a flashy two-seater through the snowy road stops in front of the woman with the reindeer. He takes off his sunglasses.
Nice decorations. I think you missed a spot. I can still see a piece of your lawn.
Well, I like your decorations, too.
An empty yard.
In case you hadn't noticed, it is Christmas time.
Well, how could you not notice on this street? Me? I like to do my own thing.
Which is?
Nothing, I guess.
Have a good day.
He puts his sunglasses on and parks the car in the driveway of his house with the empty yard. The woman on the lawn and another woman now sit inside a living room, decorated with lights on a tree, pine cones on the table, and wreaths.
Okay, April, one more decoration and you will officially be over the top. There can never be too many decorations.
April hangs a decoration on the tree. The other girl notices two wooden Santa lawn decorations.
Oh my god, you still have these?
Yeah, forever. Do you remember why Mom and Dad gave me these?
Yes, I do. It was so that you could get your picture taken with Santa Claus, even though you were too old to sit on his lap at the mall. And you cried all the way home.
No, I'm sorry. You can never be too old to sit on Santa's lap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Elaine, here. Take a picture for me to send Mom.
Okay.
Elaine takes out her phone.
Okay.
She will love it. Okay, one, two.
April poses with a Santa.
Love that.
Where is that coming from?
Two doors down. It's my new neighbor. From what I can tell, he's a real, Yeah, if it's not him and his buddies, it's him and his sports car.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame you can't choose your neighbors.
And he's the only one on this entire block who won't put decorations in his front yard. Like not even a little bit.
Really? Nothing.
Nothing! Like, not even one thing!
So, how about that glass of wine you promised me?
That I can do.
Mom's gonna be really happy to hear you have a boyfriend.
What?
He looks really cute in this picture. I love you.
The man's house is decorated with magazine covers, all of which feature him, Eric, promoting single life. He sits with buddies on his couch.
That's terrible.
Pass me another slice of that pepperoni.
Hey, Ted, how are the kids?
Doing well, doing well. Speaking of, anyone know where you can find one of those talking furry Murray toys?
Yeah, forget it, man. Those are the hottest toy this year.
I know, my kid wants one for Christmas. We can't find them anywhere.
My wife found one online, but you don't want to know how much we paid for that thing, man.
I think you're already paying for it, buddy.
Really?
Seriously. Whoa. You do not know what you're missing, my friend. When you see the smiles on their face on Christmas morning, makes it worth it.
Says the guy wearing a Santa hat. Get this thing off. Look, it's not like I don't like kids. I'm crazy about my sisters.
Then why'd you buy this big house?
More wall space for my book jackets.
So, Uncle Eric, what are you doing for Christmas? Going skiing again?
Not this year. Bridget's not much for outdoor sports.
Wait a minute. Who's Bridget?
His latest girlfriend.
Whoa, pump the brakes. You know, she's not technically a girlfriend. We've only been going out for a few months. Plus, I gotta stick around and finish my book. Deadline's the end of the month.
How's that going?
You know.
Another bestseller, I take it.
Who wants another beer?
Eric stands.
Got any more of that guacamole?
Yeah, that was good stuff. Where'd you get it?
I made it. It's one of the recipes from my book. Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't read it, did you?
You're gonna make someone a great wife someday.
Game's back on.
So, there is something that I want to talk to you about.
Let's see you propose.
No. If he had, we'd be drinking champagne right now.
Well, tell me, what is it? What do you want to tell me?
Okay, it's about the orchestra. So Ivan Samuels is retiring at the end of the season, and they're starting auditions soon.
And? Why are you telling me?
Because I think you should audition.
Wait, no, are you serious? No, No. You know what happens to me when I audition.
So you get the hiccups. I bet you they wouldn't even notice.
Do you remember the 9th grade recital auditions? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, there's gotta be a way to get over that.
No, I have tried everything.
Just think about it. How awesome it would be if we got in and we could play together. I mean, it's always been our dream.
Okay, look, there is a saying. Those who can do and those who can't teach.
Look, you're a good teacher, April, but you're a great violinist. You're just afraid to find that out.
No. I am afraid to audition. There was a clear difference there. Enough about me. How are you and Steve? And how's the restaurant?
Good. It's his first Christmas since he bought the restaurant, so he's just working around the clock.
Elsewhere, Eric walks down the large steps outside a downtown building. He answers his cell.
Hey, Mom. How are you?
I'm fine, but your niece and nephew were a little disappointed you didn't make it over here yesterday.
I told you I would try and make it by, but it turns out some of the guys came by for the game and, well, you know.
How about stopping by today?
Oof, sorry, I can't. I got a meeting with my agent and then I have some writing I need to get done. When are Dana and Bruce coming home?
Your sister and brother-in-law will be home day after tomorrow.
Well, I'll try to make it over there before then. I promise.
Eric.
Don't let the kids down. They want to spend some time with their uncle.
Don't make me feel guilty or anything.
Isn't that what mothers do best?
See you soon, sweetheart.
All right. Bye, Mom.
Eric enters the building. Later, in another man's office.
Another extension. Look, Eric, we've already gotten you two. I don't think the publisher would go for it.
Why not? I'm one of the best-selling authors, right?
I'll give it a try. Just between us, what's taking you so long? I mean, it's not like you're writing War and Peace.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Eric. I ripped you for 10 years. These books are pretty formulaic. Honestly, why are you having such a hard time all of a sudden?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm finally getting tired of writing the same thing.
No, that's not good.
Eric shakes his head. Later, at his home, Eric sips from a mug sitting at a desk. His face squints as he stares at his laptop. He turns around listening to the violin. April is teaching a young girl.
Good job, sweetie. Just remember, you want to keep the bow between the fingerboard and the bridge. It's very important. Okay, let's try it again.
Eric stands and turns on a nearby speaker. April turns, hearing the new music. Eric sits back down. April rises and looks out the window. She shakes her head and sits. Later, she walks her student up her driveway.
Hey! She did great today.
Hey, did you have fun, huh?
Afternoon, April.
Conrad?
I really must commend you on your decorations this year.
Aw, thank you.
Now, if we could just get everyone else on board.
Oh. I think he's a lost cause.
Conrad turns to Eric's house.
I mean, would it really be that much trouble to...
Conrad turns back. And April is gone. Eric paces in his office, sipping from the mug, which is now empty. He goes downstairs to the kitchen, where the coffee maker sits. He checks the pot in the machine, which is nearly empty. He pours the dregs into the mug and downs it. He opens a coffee can, which is also empty.
Ugh.
He goes outside. Conrad sees him.
Afternoon, Mr. Redford. Glad I ran into you.
Really? Why is that?
The neighbors have generously offered to decorate your front yard. You won't even have to lift a finger.
Thanks anyway. But I happen to like my house just the way it is. That's why I bought it.
Maybe just a couple of strings.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Conrad walks off. Eric answers his phone.
Hey, Nick.
How's the writing coming?
It's not.
Well, you better find some inspiration fast, because the publisher says no more extensions.
Eric sighs and hangs up.
You all right?
He gets into his sports car. April enters a very fancy restaurant wearing a cocktail dress. A man in a suit passes a waiter.
Oh, just a moment. Excellent, beautiful presentation.
April enters with a violin, approaching the man in the suit, who now stands with Elaine.
Oh, hey, sorry, I am late, boss.
Boss, you could get used to that.
Don't get used to that. So, what's up?
The groom had cold feet. I had to start the wedding march 3 times before he walked down the aisle.
Huh. Well, I've got to, coming.
Your blind date had to leave.
What blind date?
Oh, he's a friend of Steve's. He's an ER doctor. We thought you two might hit it off, but he got called out on an emergency, so.
Mm-hmm. Don't you two ever stop?
No.
Looks like a full house tonight.
Minus one.
Oh, another potential husband down the drain.
Elaine sits at a piano. Eric enters with a date.
Isn't this everything I told you it would be?
Yeah, it's very...
romantic, I know.
April and Elaine play together. Eric puts on glasses to read the menu, then notices April playing, who is circling the main dining area with her violin.
That's my neighbor.
Where?
Violinist.
A teacher with all those annoying students?
I didn't say they were all bad.
So, are we doing anything for New Year's?
I haven't even thought about Christmas. All I can think about these days is the looming deadline for my book.
Well, maybe we can go to the black and white ball at the Walker Museum?
Yeah, about that.
April walks by their table. Eric removes his glasses. Eric's date rolls her eyes.
Any requests?
We'd appreciate it if you could play at someone else's table. We're just trying to have a quiet dinner.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you, the way my students obviously have.
April walks off.
I guess she heard.
April returns to Elaine.
What was that all about?
That's my neighbor. You know, the one who won't decorate for Christmas?
Oh, guess he's not much of a music lover. He's kind of cute, though.
Eric's mom answers a phone.
Hello?
Mom?
Hey, how's my favorite daughter?
As your only daughter.
That joke never gets old.
Shouldn't you be getting on a plane right now?
Yeah, about that, our flight was canceled. Actually, all of the flights were canceled.
There is a massive snowstorm and everything's been shut down.
Oh, my.
Listen, how are the kids?
Good, good. They're sleeping.
Bruce is on the phone trying to find out when we might get a flight back.
Well, don't you worry about anything. They can stay with me as long as you need.
They're saying it's going to be 4 or 5 days. Maybe even a week before the airport reopens.
A week? Oh, my goodness. Mom, did you hear that?
I did.
We might not make it back in time for Christmas. We've never missed a Christmas with the kids before.
Sarah? Do you mind looking after the kids for another few days?
Of course not. You know I love to have them.
Thanks, Mom. Love you. Bye.
Take care of you two.
Sarah hangs up. Another day, April and Elaine walk along the downtown sidewalks. Later, they exit a shop carrying shopping bags.
I did not think we were going to make it out of there in one piece. Remind me not to do any more Christmas shopping. At least for a while. I can't believe after all of that shopping and I still don't have all of my presents.
I mean, I'm done. The last few things I bought were for me.
Oh, do you have time for tea? The Carlisle's doing their special Christmas tea again this year.
Oh, I wish I could, but I have to go to rehearsal.
No.
Oh, before I forget, I have something for you.
What is it?
It's an early Christmas present.
It's a folded note.
I don't understand. What is it?
It's the date and time of your audition.
I didn't agree to this.
What have you got to lose? Oh, are we still on for skating this week?
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Elaine walks off. April frowns, reading the paper. At a crowded coffee shop, Eric sits alone with his laptop. He types a bit, then sips from a coffee mug. He highlights an entire page of text and erases it, then wipes his eyes.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Before you say anything, I was gonna try and make it over there later today to see the kids.
You have to come over now.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, I think it's the flu. I'm feeling achy all over, and I think I have a fever, and I'm in no condition to look after the kids. So you're gonna have to come and pick them up.
Oh, I could take them for a day, but aren't Dan and Bruce gonna be back tomorrow?
No, they're stuck in Norway.
What does that mean exactly?
Haven't you been listening to the news?
No, I've been trying to write a book.
Northern Europe is covered in a blanket of snow they're calling the snowstorm of the century. So you're gonna have to come over here and pick up the kids and look after them until I'm better or until Dana and Bruce get back, whichever comes first. Eric? Are you still there?
Yeah. How long does the flu usually last?
Oh, at my age, who knows?
And why would anyone hold a business conference in Norway in the middle of the winter?
Well, you're gonna have to ask that when you see him. Look, honey, the kids are all packed up. You just get here as soon as you can.
Eric hangs up and shakes his head, then puts on his glasses.
Check, please.
Later, his sports car is parked outside a small house with a wreath on the door. Sarah answers his knock.
Oh.
Brought you some soup.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. That was very thoughtful.
Mom, are you sure I should be taking the kids? You know how bad my luck is around this time of year.
Are you still convinced you've got that Christmas jinx?
Why do you think I've gone out of town the past 4 years?
Well, you're stuck in town now. Maybe you'll finally get over it. Kids, your Uncle Eric is here. Come on. Okay, bye. Be good, you two.
Bye, Grandma. Be well.
Who's ready to have some fun with their Uncle Eric?
The kids stare at the car.
We're not going to fit in there.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
I'm not sitting on anyone's lap.
I wasn't thinking that. We'll figure it out.
Mom's car is just in the garage, and it can fit all of us.
Eric looks at the kids and sighs. Later, a minivan bumps as it drives down the street and parks in Eric's driveway. Eric gets out and opens the door for the kids.
Nice driving, Uncle Eric.
What? I'm not used to driving this boat.
Eric grabs the girl's bag.
Here, let me take that for you. You're my new favorite.
Who's on the master?
You're sleeping in the basement.
The kids look around at the house.
Here we are. Just get comfortable. Mi casa es su casa.
You've got no Christmas decorations.
You're not that comfortable.
How come you don't have a Christmas tree?
It's a long story.
Don't you like Christmas?
Not particularly, no.
How come?
I'll tell you when you're older. Give me that.
But Uncle Eric, if we don't have a Christmas tree, how will Santa find us?
Well, maybe he's got GPS or something.
And if we don't have a tree, where will we put all the presents?
What presents?
And we always decorate the tree and string popcorn. And we have to make Christmas cookies to leave for Santa.
And we always hang our stockings and build a snowman.
Come on, Chelsea. We're gonna have a great time, I promise.
How?
I don't know. Let me think about it for a minute. You got any ideas?
Make Christmas for us.
They smile.
Right.
Later, the kids are sleeping on the master bed. Eric is curled up on his couch. He tosses and turns, then falls out of bed. He picks up his phone.
Eric, are you okay?
Yep, I'm up.
cigarettes?
Probably still sleeping.
Look, I really can't thank you enough.
Well, I don't think your kids are gonna feel the same way.
Why is that?
You know I don't do Christmas.
I know it's asking a lot, but could you maybe just get them a Christmas tree?
That is a big ask.
Okay, Romeo. Listen, they're the only niece and nephew you've got.
Eric sighs and wipes his face. Later, at a tree farm, he and the kids shop.
How about this one?
Nah.
Oh, this one's nice, right? It's not too small.
It is too small.
Okay, what'd you have in mind?
Something a lot bigger.
They find one 10 feet high.
Are you kidding me? This thing looks like it belongs in Rockefeller Center.
It's just like the ones Mom and Dad always get.
Are you sure? I don't recall them being this big. Fine. Excuse me. We'll take this one.
At April's house.
Okay, wait, no. So I will get all of the ingredients for the Christmas cookies then.
Okay, good. Oh, can you play at the restaurant on Wednesday night?
Can't. I am playing at an anniversary party.
That's too bad.
Why? What are you up to?
Steve maybe got the ER doctor to come back on Wednesday night. He was gonna make a special menu and everything. Maybe we could do it Thursday night instead?
That might work. I am playing at a Courtman Christmas party that afternoon, but I could probably get there by 7.
Oh, have you given any more thought to the audition? Opportunities do not come around like this every day.
I know, and I am thinking about it.
Okay, good. I love you.
I love you, brat.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, I got this.
April sees Eric struggling to unload the large tree, which knocks over one of Conrad's decorations.
Be careful.
Oh,
ouch.
That wasn't good.
Oh, wow, that is quite a tree you have there.
Tell me about it.
We picked it out ourselves.
I like your decorations.
Aw, thank you. Your kids?
No, I don't have kids. This is my niece and nephew, Chelsea and Liam.
Hi.
Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Liam.
Sorry, I don't know your name.
April. And your uncle?
Eric. Eric Redford.
Nice to meet you. Can I help you carry this?
That'd be great. Thanks.
They lived it together.
You think Conrad will notice?
He notices everything.
Yeah. I got the door. At least you're better at this than your driving.
Oh, it's gonna take a lot of ornaments to fill up this tree.
We forgot to buy ornaments.
Can't you just pretend it has ornaments? I mean, you're kids. Use your imagination.
Ugh. I don't think I can pretend that good.
Oh, come on, Chels. The smell alone's plenty Christmassy, right? Am I right?
No. Look, I have a lot of extra ornaments at my house that you can use.
Of course you do. Bet the inside of your house looks like Santa's workshop.
Close to it.
Wow! Can we go over there and see it?
Maybe another time, Chelsea. I got a lot of work to do.
Well, that's okay. I can take them. I'm sure they'll really love it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Please.
Go ahead.
All right, come on, guys.
Thanks. Look,
what?
Bye, Uncle
Eric. Try not to break anything.
I'll just be here, setting up the Christmas tree. Fun. All by myself.
The kids enter April's house. On a counter are a line of dancing music snow globes. There is a dancing reindeer, Santa, and Elf. The kids look around at her elaborately decorated living room.
Whoa, that's a lot of Christmas decorations.
Did somebody ask for Christmas in a box?
They open the box and pull out bows.
I love the reindeer.
Here, we should put that on your hat.
Eric hears them chatter downstairs from his office, trying to type. He wipes his eyes, then trips, standing. He goes downstairs.
Would you mind turning that down?
Job.
Space right here.
What's your favorite ornament, guys?
Whoa.
Hey,
that is exactly how I broke my leg 6 years ago.
Is that why you don't like Christmas?
One of the reasons.
Well, what do you think?
Is it possible it's getting bigger?
We haven't even turned on the lights yet.
Well, who wants to do the honors? Maybe Uncle Eric?
How about Chelsea?
Chelsea crawls under the tree. The lights go on.
Wow. Wow is right.
That's the most beautiful Christmas tree I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's looks pretty good.
Well, I should probably get going. Thank you guys for letting me help you decorate the tree.
I'll walk you out.
Okay. I feel like it needs more sparkly things.
Yes.
Eric takes April outside.
Hey, thanks for doing all that for my niece and nephew.
Well, I guess it's no secret that I love Christmas. And the way I look at it, I just got the chance to decorate a second Christmas tree, so.
You remind me of someone I used to know.
What?
She was crazy about Christmas, too.
Well, I hope I didn't bring back any bad memories.
Well, that's a whole other reason why I don't like Christmas. But you made the kids very happy. I just hope it lasts until my sister and her husband get back so I can finish my book.
Well, it was my pleasure. Good luck with that book.
Thanks.
April walks off. Later, Eric works in his office, typing into the laptop. Hearing the violin, he stands and looks out the window. He smiles. He walks outside his house. On the lawn is a plastic Santa lawn ornament. April is outside decorating one of her trees. Eric lifts the Santa. Conrad peeks out of his window.
What's going on?
Maybe you could tell me. Found this thing in my front lawn. You happen to know how he got here?
No. I've never seen him before. What are you gonna do with him?
Curb him. And hopefully whoever put him here will take him back. I can see you.
Would it really be so hard for you to get into the Christmas spirit? I mean, just like a little bit?
What do you call that Christmas tree that's taken up half my living room? Because I call that Christmas spirit, and then some.
Maybe there's hope for you yet.
Hope for me.
April sits in her house looking at sheet music.
Come in!
Hey!
Hey.
Oh, did I tell you I talked to Mom last night? She's coming on Christmas Day.
I know, I am so excited to see her. And she's gonna be so happy. She misses the snow so much now that she's in Florida.
I know. Thank you so much for letting me keep Steve's presents here.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Oh, I noticed your cute neighbor has a Santa Claus on his lawn. Did he come around?
No, not really. But he did put up a Christmas tree for his niece and nephew while they're staying with him. So cute.
How do you know that?
Oh, I met him when he knocked over Conrad's reindeer with his tree.
Come again?
it was his thing, but you know, it turns out he's not really that bad of a guy.
And you found out all of this from a short conversation on his front lawn.
Easy. I helped him carry in the Christmas tree, and then I helped him decorate, and it was... It's no big deal. Stop.
So, who is he?
Well, his name is Eric Redford. He's a writer, and
Eric Redford. Are you serious?
Why, have you heard of him?
Only because of Steve. Steve owns, like, all of his books. And his books are part of the reason why Steve still has not proposed.
What kind of books does he write?
Oh, only the kind that give men great reasons to stay single.
Uh-huh, yeah. That makes sense.
So how's it going over there?
So far, so good.
See, I told you there was no such thing as a Christmas jinx. How's the book coming?
Slowly. How are you feeling? You ready to take the kids back soon?
Oh,
I wish I could, honey, but this flu has really knocked me out.
I better go. I'll see you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Eric hangs up and tosses the phone on the desk. He puts on his glasses and begins typing.
I'm working.
We're bored.
Later, video games.
Hot on your tail. Nitrous. Here I come. Yep. Oh, making the pass.
Oh. Look, there's the finish line. Yes,
would you give me the bump controller?
No, you're just not.
My controller's not working.
Come on.
Eric, is that helping?
Yes, who's gonna win? Yes, I win.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you.
contest.
Can I play?
No. It's almost time for bed. And I have some writing to do tonight. Come on.
Uncle Eric, when are you going to buy your Christmas presents?
Last minute. Why?
Don't worry. You're on my list.
It's not that.
Well, then what's the problem?
We have to buy our Christmas presents for Mom and Dad.
Yeah, could you take us shopping?
Sure, I can do that. Come with me. This is how I shop for Christmas every year.
He picks up a tablet and zooms in.
Gift cards. Makes life so much easier.
That's not how we shop.
We need art supplies, glue, paper, and glitter.
You make your presents.
Yeah, some of them. And besides, don't you need gifts for, like, Mom, Dad, Grandma, and your friends, and us?
Can I just get you guys gift cards, too?
No.
It's 8 days until Christmas. The stores are gonna be packed.
But we have to see Santa Claus, and that's where he is.
Santa Claus. Yeah, no, I get it, Liam.
Please, Uncle Eric. Please.
All right. Go get ready for bed.
They rush upstairs. Eric sighs. Another day, Eric washes dishes in his sink. He chats on speakerphone.
Hey, Bridget.
Good morning. You're not calling to cancel lunch, are you?
How about we go Christmas shopping instead?
I would love that.
Great. Oh, and by the way, I have my niece and nephew, so they'll be coming too.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. I love kids.
Well, we'll pick you up at noon.
In an outdoor shopping area, Eric browses at a kiosk. April approaches.
Christmas shopping? Isn't that a little traditional for you?
I suppose I deserve that. Liam and Chelsea guilted me into taking it.
Oh, are they here?
Yeah, they're waiting in line to visit Santa. My friend Bridget's over there with them. I thought I'd use the time to buy my mom a gift, but I don't even know where to begin. Would you have any suggestions?
They have some really cute stuff over here. I found these adorable Christmas socks for you.
Bridget stands stiffly in line with the kids.
Okay, you're up next.
Oh, 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 now, what's your name?
Are you Uncle Eric's girlfriend?
What would you like?
I think so.
You got an idea?
The kids turn and smile.
How much longer is this going to take?
I don't know. When it's my turn to see Santa, I have a big list.
Oh, boy.
Santa waves.
She waved to me.
Well, what did you get her last year?
A gift card.
Okay, and the year before that?
Gift card.
And let me guess, you got her a gift card the year before that.
Good guess.
Okay, have you ever done any real Christmas shopping?
The last year I did, someone stole my car. And it wasn't just any car. It was a 1965 Corvette Stingray. I bought it after I sold my first book. They stole it right out of the mall parking lot just before Christmas. That was 6 years ago.
And is that the reason you don't celebrate Christmas?
Just another one of the many.
There are more? Oh, my gosh. What about jewelry? This guy has some amazing, one-of-a-kind stuff.
Now, that's something she would like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what about that necklace?
That is pretty. Excuse me, would you mind if we took a look at this?
Sure thing.
Eric lifts a necklace.
That's beautiful.
Would you try it on?
Sure.
April holds her hair back, and Eric puts the necklace on her. April looks down at it.
It's beautiful.
Really looks nice on you.
Thanks.
You should get it.
Oh, no. I am not doing any Christmas shopping for myself this year.
You don't have anyone you could drop a hint to this Christmas?
No.
Really?
No.
I didn't mean anything by that. I just meant it's hard to believe.
Eric checks his phone.
I guess Bridget could use some saving. I should probably go.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help. Again.
Eric and the kids return to the house.
So, we good now? I mean, you got your tree, your presents, and you visited Santa today. So, we're done, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, why don't you go upstairs and get ready for bed?
I'm not tired.
Really?
I'm not tired either.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Can we watch a movie?
Please, Uncle Eric.
All right, you go pick one out. I'll go make the popcorn.
Eric goes into the kitchen. Later, all three are asleep on the couch. Eric stirs and mutes the TV.
Well, we've got an interesting week of weather coming up.
He stands and answers his phone.
Hello?
Sounds like I woke you.
No, Liam and Chelsea are asleep on the couch. We were watching a movie and they passed out on me.
Oh, that's adorable.
So how are you feeling?
Oh.
Oof.
Well, a little better. My throat is still scratchy. How are you making out over there?
I took the kids Christmas shopping today.
Next thing you know, you'll be telling me you bought a Christmas tree.
Oh, we got a Christmas tree. That was Dana's idea. Liam and Chelsea have talked me into everything else.
Everything else?
You know, everything they normally do during Christmas time. I don't know how Dana and Bruce do it every year.
Well, you stay strong, sweetheart.
And remember, you're the boss.
Give them my love.
I will.
Later, daytime, the kids are set up at the kitchen table with craft supplies.
Okay, now you have everything you need to make your Christmas cards, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I need to work undisturbed for the next few hours. So unless it's really, really important, you're on your own. We good?
Yep. We're gonna be busy for a long time.
Great. Hopefully I will be too.
At April's house, April and Elaine gather baking supplies. April notices the note on the fridge, December 22nd at 4 o'clock. She frowns. She takes the eggs and milk out of the fridge and returns to the counter, where Elaine has measuring cups and flour. April looks back at the note.
I'm gonna spill this all over your kitchen. Yeah, it's a tablespoon of this, right?
No!
April sprinkles flour on Elaine. Eric focuses as he works. Liam knocks on his office door.
What's up?
We ran out of glue. I was wondering if we could go over to April, see if she has any.
Yeah, sure.
Liam smiles and dashes out. Eric continues working. Liam and Chelsea are now helping April decorate the cookies.
I'm gonna use
gold. I like the gold.
At home, Eric sighs and wipes his face. He looks around.
It is awfully quiet out there. Hey, guys?
He goes downstairs.
Kids, where are you? Liam? Chelsea?
He goes outside.
Liam? Chelsea?
He knocks on April's door.
Hey.
Are Chelsea and Liam here?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. You want to come in?
Sure.
Eric enters and looks around.
Nice place.
Pink one.
So focused on my writing, I didn't even know they left. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey. This is my sister, Elaine. Hi, you must be Eric. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, I am Eric. Nice to meet you, Elaine. Looks like you two have been busy.
We're making Christmas cookies.
I can see that.
Yeah, these are for the neighborhood Christmas caroling. It's on December 22nd if you want to join us.
I'm not much of a singer.
Can we stay a little longer?
Yeah, there's a whole other batch of cookies we can decorate.
Well, that's not up to me.
I don't mind if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
All right.
All right. Well, you two be good, okay?
We will.
All right, yeah. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
April walks Eric out.
You collect vinyl?
Yeah.
You mind if I take a look?
No, go ahead.
Eric crouches to look at the records.
Nice collection. I'm a jazz man myself.
Oh, I've heard.
A little too loud?
No.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. At least you've got good taste.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of those belong to my dad, and
When he passed away, he left them to me.
Just been adding to him ever since. He was a jazz pianist, actually, and he taught me everything I know.
And now the student has become the teacher.
Well, you gotta stick to what you do best.
I get that. It's basically what I've been doing the past few years with my writing. Except lately, it's been a bit of a struggle. I mean, not that I don't love writing. I do, it's just...
And apparently you love what you write about. Well, bachelor lifestyle and all.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, there's more to me than just being a bachelor.
Oh, so the Corvette, late nights, and poker games is not really you?
Maybe not so much anymore. I mean, after all, I am driving a minivan these days. I kind of like it.
April walks him outside. The plastic Santa is again on Eric's lawn.
How did he get back on my lawn?
I have no idea.
Well, he's not staying there.
I'll bring the kids back in about an hour.
Thanks.
Eric approaches the Santa and playfully lifts it above his head menacingly. April smiles, shaking her head. Later, Eric tucks the kids into bed.
Here's Mr. Moose, Chelsea. You got a fresh bucket of popcorn. So my buddies are going to be here any second. What do you want to do? You want to play a game, watch TV, read?
Could we read one of your books? Mom and Dad talk about them all the time.
Oh, yeah? What do they say?
Mom says they're juvenile. That means they're for kids, right?
Not intentionally, no. Look, why don't you just watch TV, okay? I'll be up later to check on you. You okay, Chels?
Yep. You like that show?
Yeah.
How's that?
Awesome.
Does Mr. Moose like that show?
Mr. Moose, do you like that show?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
Downstairs, Eric and his buddies play cards at a poker table.
Is that glitter on the table?
Yeah. Thought I cleaned all that up. Chelsea and Liam were making their Christmas cards.
Aww. Hey, anyone find that Furry Murray toy yet?
I did. Saw it at the Christmas market. What? It was on Chelsea's Christmas list.
Well, I don't know what's happening anymore. I'm out.
Me too.
Come to Papa. Hey, I'm getting up. You guys want anything?
Some pretzels.
All right.
Eric notices the can on the counter.
Could you not leave your empty beer cans lying around? There's kids in the house, you know?
Who are you right now?
Yeah, and what have you done with Eric?
Very funny.
Seriously, all of a sudden it's like playing poker with Mr. Mom.
So you're basically telling me the reason we always play poker here is because I don't have a wife and kids.
Well, yeah. There's no way my wife would let me have three rowdy guys over playing cards till 2 a.m.
Or have a bunch of guys over to watch a game every week.
Face it. You're the last man standing, bro.
It's not that we don't love our families. It's just that
here you can put your glasses down on the counter without a coaster. You can eat all the junk food you want.
Yeah.
And we can be loud and rowdy without waking the kids.
Amen.
And what do you think I've been writing about for the last 7 years?
I have no idea. I've never read any of your books.
Why do I invite this guy?
I don't know. I didn't know you did.
It's your deal.
Okay.
Eric smiles as they collect the cards. Steve catches Elaine at the restaurant.
Hey, bonjour, mademoiselle.
How was the performance?
It was good. I'm starving.
Oh, well, tonight, our special is Humbert Chevalier with a saffron semolina.
It's my grandmother's recipe, and it's to die for.
That sounds very cute. How's April doing with the doctor?
Oh, it's going really well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the move. Now's your time.
For what?
You know, to ask her.
Fine.
Elaine notices April now sits alone.
Go.
She approaches April.
Hey. I wanted to bug you about your audition.
I have been practicing, if that's what you want to know.
I talked with the conductor about you tonight. He's really excited to hear you play.
Okay.
How are things going with the doctor?
He seems nice.
I'm so happy for you.
I said he seems nice.
Okay, whatever. So, Steve has a favor to ask, but he is too embarrassed to do it himself, so he has recruited me.
What is it?
He would like to know if you will ask your neighbor to sign a few of his books. I know, it's really embarrassing coming from me, given what I think about them, but... Yeah.
April holds up the cookbook. Eric wears a fake mustache.
Oh, these are too amazing. I mean, of course, yes, I will ask him. The things we do for love.
Elaine puts her thumbs up at Steve.
Help me.
Another book cover.
Do you smell that?
I don't know, but I want to thank you for a wonderful evening, because that was awesome.
I can't believe Ryan won it all, right?
There was a first time for everything.
Yeah, you hit a set of fives on a river. It was like the luckiest hand ever.
No, no, no. You got to know when to fold them.
Okay.
I'll win again next week.
Yeah, you keep thinking that.
Eric sees April hugging her date as they get out of the car at her house.
Hey, man. Next week?
Yeah, next week.
Later, guys.
See ya.
Eric returns inside. Upstairs, he sees the kids sleeping quietly in the bed. He moves Mr. Moose to Chelsea's lap and tucks Liam in. He cleans the empty tub of popcorn and starts to leave. He looks back at them and then shuts the light. Daytime, he leaves his house holding a trash bag. Now there's a plastic penguin next to the Santa.
You gotta be kidding me.
He removes the Santa and stomps over to Conrad's house. Conrad answers the door.
Come on, man. Give it up. Look, I don't want your little Santa or your snowman.
I haven't a clue what you're rambling about.
I'm talking about these decorations you keep leaving on my lawn.
Not the guilty party.
Well, then who is?
Well, maybe you've been visited by some Christmas elves.
Conrad slams the door. Eric returns to his house with the Santa. He picks up the penguin and brings them to the curb, dropping them. He returns inside. He turns, listening to the violin. He inhales, smiling. Later, inside, he folds laundry. In the fireplace are three adult socks labeled with their names. He checks inside a pair of jeans. Mr. Moose was in the pocket. He shakes his head. He answers the door. April is there.
Hey!
Hey!
Come on in.
Thanks.
She enters, carrying his books.
You bought my books?
Oh, no, not me. These are my sister's boyfriend's books. He's a huge fan, and he asked me if you would sign them. I hope you don't mind.
No, it's fine. It's
oh, my gosh. That is so sweet.
I was wondering where all my socks have been disappearing to.
Oh. Oh, thanks.
So I noticed you had a late night last night.
I noticed that you had a late night, too.
Your boyfriend?
No, just a blind date.
How'd it go?
Pretty good. I think that we will be going on again, so.
Hmm. So who should I sign these to?
Steve.
Okay. To little Steve. I don't know what that means. To Steve. Go get him, Tiger. To my good buddy, Steve. Never give up, Eric. Another satisfied customer.
Thank you very much. He will be very happy.
They look at each other awkwardly.
Anyways, I should go practice.
You sound amazing. I heard you when I was outside earlier.
Oh. I hope I wasn't too loud.
Not at all. Wasn't that Debussy you were playing?
Yeah, the girl with the flaxen hair.
I've never heard that as a violin solo. You're really talented.
Thank you.
I just wish that talent was enough.
What do you mean?
I have this audition with the Philharmonic, and I have this history of botching my auditions.
How?
Hiccups.
What?
Don't laugh, it's serious. I get the worst hiccups when I'm nervous.
Okay, well then we need to find a way for you to not be nervous.
He talks into his phone.
How does someone get over stage fright? Technology, it's the best.
Okay, I found this on the web for how do you get over stage fright.
All right, we got something. Method one, try chewing gum to relax your body.
No, definitely do not want to do that while playing the violin.
No, that sounds very stupid. All right, method two, meditate for 15 to 20 minutes before going on stage. That could be good.
I tried that.
Sounds good. No.
It didn't work for me.
Okay, moving on. Method three, laugh as much as you can.
It does not say that.
Wait, you think I'm making this stuff up?
No,
yeah, let me look.
Yeah, it does say that.
It definitely says that.
I don't think that.
No. Okay, well, method four seems a little bit more reasonable. Imagine that every seat in the audience is filled with a clone of your favorite person, preferably someone who encourages you.
Well, that does seem very reasonable.
I'm sure you have plenty of people who would fit the bill.
I have one or two.
Great, then you're covered.
Thanks. And thank you for these.
Anytime.
See ya.
Bye.
She takes the books and leaves. Later, Bridget exits her house and gets into Eric's car.
Hey, Bridget! Hi. I didn't realize they were coming to the party with us.
I couldn't leave them with a stranger.
Well, what about that music teacher neighbor of yours?
April? I barely know her. And besides, Nick set up a screening room in one of the offices. They got a ton of kids' movies.
Uncle Eric told us to be in our best behavior tonight. And be extra nice to you.
Okay.
At an office party, a few dozen people mingle with champagne glasses in hand. Bridget gives side-eye to Eric, who chats with Nick.
All the kids are having a great time in there.
Yeah, that was a great idea. Thanks, Nick. Mm-hmm.
Your date doesn't look too happy.
She didn't expect me to bring Liam and Chelsea out with us.
I guess you'll have to make that up to her, huh?
Yeah. Thanks.
I hate to bug you, but how's the book coming?
Not much better than the last time you asked.
Have you tried writing in a different environment? That might help.
I've tried every coffee house and park bench in town.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to make your deadline? I mean, I hate to say it, but if you don't, you could be in breach of contract. No pressure.
Thanks for that, Nick.
I guess I'm gonna go mingle.
You do that.
Nick walks off.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey.
Nice candy canes.
Lawn decorations.
Thanks. You want me to put some in your yard?
No, I'm good.
Hey, do you like ice skating? Because Elaine and I are gonna go tonight, and I thought maybe you and the kids could tag along.
That sounds fun, but I can't. I have a prior thing. But thanks, the kids would have loved that.
Well, they're welcome to come with us, if you don't mind.
No, you've done enough. I wouldn't want to impose.
Not at all. It'd be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
See ya.
You sure you don't want some candy canes?
I'm good.
Later, Eric and Bridget sit at his dining table eating a meal.
This is absolutely delicious. Where did you learn to cook like this?
Well, I started when I was writing my bachelor's cookbook. You know, at first it was just research. Turns out I was pretty good at it.
Well, thank you for making this a special evening.
I know I've been a little distracted lately, but things will get better once I finish my book.
Once your sister gets back and picks up the kids?
Yeah, well, that too. You should have heard Liam and Chelsea on the phone with Dana. You know, they were just going on about how much fun they're having with me.
I'd say you're having as much fun as they are.
Why shouldn't I? You know, they're my niece and nephew.
Because one of the things that first attracted me to you was the fact that you don't have kids?
But lately, you've been acting a lot more like a doting father than someone who writes about being a single guy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
The truth is, Eric, you're nothing like your books at all.
Bridget frowns, wiping her hands. She crosses her arms. Later, at the skating rink.
So, where's the handsome uncle tonight?
He had plans.
Well, you're a very good neighbor.
Well,
is there something going on between you two?
You are incorrigible.
What? It's my job to be a pest. If I don't find you a handsome husband, who's going to?
I will. I will find myself a handsome husband. I like the kids, they like me, and we are having fun.
Right. And there's nothing romantic between you two.
No.
Then, I guess we're all good here.
Eric appears.
Hey, you're here early.
Yeah, my prior engagement didn't go so well.
The woman from the restaurant?
Yeah.
Uncle Eric, look at me!
Wow, Chelsea, you're an amazing skater.
I know.
And humble.
Hey, guys, do you want to go get some hot chocolate?
Yes!
Of course.
Okay.
Elaine takes the kids.
I know.
Eric sits.
So join us!
No, I'm good here.
I'm not going to take no for an answer.
I don't have any skates.
They rent them here. Come on!
Eric stands.
I'll be right back.
I'll show you my moves! My super... Oh, did you see that? I just turned!
Later, Eric wears skates, skating with April.
Thanks again for looking after the kids tonight. And they really love spending time with you.
Well, they're great. I'm sorry that your previous engagement didn't turn out well.
Oh, apparently Bridget prefers me as an unencumbered single guy without any kids around.
So she would prefer to be with the kind of guy that you read about in your books.
Wait, you?
I read your books, the ones that you signed for Steve.
You hated them, didn't you?
Actually, no, I didn't. I thought there was an honesty to what you were saying, and I think you're a really good writer. It's...
Go on. I can take it.
Look, I only read two of your books, but it kind of feels like you're saying the same thing, just in different ways.
I know. I've been saying it since my 20s. You know that quote, it takes courage to grow up and be who you really are?
No, I don't think that's a real quote, but I like the way it sounds.
Okay, well, maybe it's time for me to admit that I'm growing up.
Maybe you should write about that in your books, huh?
I'm still putting the pieces together, but you know what? I think they're falling into place.
Yeah.
They join hands and skate off. Later, the minivan arrives at Eric's house. They all get out.
There you go, big guy. You're stronger.
This is lots of fun. I'm glad you're talking about skating moves.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm a great driver.
You
gonna buy one of these?
Hey. Go get ready for bed. I'll be up there in a minute.
Come on, Chelsea.
Good night, you guys.
Good night, April.
Bye.
The kids enter the house.
Let me walk you home. It's a rough neighborhood out there.
Okay. Oh, gosh, how can you deny that Christmas is just the best time of year? The air so cool and crisp. You can smell the fireplaces. The stars are twinkling in the sky. And all of these lights, it's just so magical.
I can't deny that it's pretty, and charming, and all that other stuff. But it reminds me of something I'd rather not remember.
That person that I remind you of.
Well, only in the sense that she was all about Christmas, too. So, one year I decided to give her the ultimate Christmas present. I proposed on Christmas Eve, ring and all. What I didn't know is that she'd fallen in love with someone else.
I can see why you'd want to forget that.
Now you know the real reason I don't do Christmas.
Or have much fondness for women who do.
Well, that's not exactly true. Anymore.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
And a lot of that's your fault.
Well, I take full responsibility.
They lean in.
Uncle Eric!
I should...
You should...
Probably get those kids to
probably,
bed.
Yeah. Good night.
Night.
April turns and starts to walk away.
Hey, I'm really glad that you came ice skating with us tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
She turns and leaves. He smiles. Eric asleep on sofa.
Are you awake, Uncle Eric?
I am now.
Okay, come on, get up.
Come on.
We got something to show you.
What?
Hurry up.
Come on, just come.
Okay, come on, come on.
Come on. Stop it.
Look.
They drag him to the front door. Outside, a plastic reindeer with the others.
Unbelievable. You two get ready for breakfast. I'll be right in.
Eric puts on a jacket and marches out to the three plastic toys. He removes the reindeer, considers.
What's the use?
He puts it back in and walks out to the curb, slipping on the snow. He turns to walk back inside. He stops, listening to the violin. Inside, April is playing. Eric smiles. He turns and goes to his front door. April lowers the violin. She turns to look to the kitchen. She walks to the kitchen, dialing her phone. She takes a breath and settles.
This is April Stewart, and I am calling to confirm my 4 o'clock audition for today. Yeah, thank you.
In his kitchen, Eric cooks, talking on speakerphone.
Nick, I had an amazing breakthrough yesterday, and I worked all night. But I gotta warn you, I kinda went off in a different direction.
How different?
Look, just read it, okay? I'm gonna send you the pages in a few minutes, and we'll talk later. Hey guys, breakfast is ready.
He scoops scrambled eggs onto two plates. Outside her house, April is adjusting a Santa decoration in her yard. Eric approaches with an empty dish in hand.
Adding some new decorations?
No, I'm just moving things around. My audition is this afternoon, so I'm just trying to keep myself distracted.
Well, I have no doubt that you will crush it. What piece are you gonna play?
I haven't decided yet.
Well, if I were you, I'd play that Christmas one you've been practicing. I mean, look around. It's you.
True, but I just don't think it's the best piece for an audition.
But it's a great piece, and it shows who you are. And isn't that what you want the orchestra to see? Oh, I almost forgot. Wanted to return your plate.
Oh.
And let you know that I stayed up all night writing. And after we spoke, it dawned on me. If I don't believe what I'm writing, my readers won't either. Having Chelsea and Liam around, it kind of put things in perspective. And then the words just started pouring out of me.
Wow. Well, I mean, maybe it was the cookies.
They definitely didn't hurt. But seriously, you were the inspiration.
Well, hopefully I have inspired my students too. I mean, tonight's a big test.
Tonight?
The neighborhood Christmas caroling. Maybe you'll join us?
Oof.
Come on. It'll be fun.
You don't want me to join you.
Downtown, April carries a violin case into a large concert hall. In a studio, April enters wearing a formal black outfit. She carries her violin to the center of the room and faces three people sitting behind a table. They stare at her, and she stares back. She lifts the violin. At Eric's house, he and the kids decorate the tree a little more and hang some garlands on the staircase. Eric checks his phone.
Hey guys, we gotta go and see my agent.
April finishes, smiles, then walks out. Eric sits in Nick's office.
Thanks for coming in. I felt we needed to talk this out in person.
That doesn't sound good.
No, not at all.
Come on, Nick, we've known each other for too long. You hated the pages, didn't you?
I don't hate them. But this isn't what the publisher bought. That worries me.
Look, I know it's different.
This is not just different. This is a whole new genre for you.
Can't that be a good thing?
It can also be a dangerous thing. We're gambling with your career here if we turn these in.
Well, that's a gamble I'm willing to take.
Eric stands and puts a small wrapped box on Nick's desk.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
What, no gift card?
Eric walks out. Nick shakes the box. He sniffs it, then smiles. Carolers outside.
Hey.
Hey. Your house is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I like it.
Well, I figured if you can't beat them, you might as well join them.
Well, welcome.
Thanks.
Eric takes his place among the carolers near Conrad.
You're joining us?
Any objections?
I'm surprised, that's all.
Listen, Conrad. I think I owe you an apology for being such a Scrooge.
April smiles. Eric extends his hand. Conrad shakes.
If you don't mind, I would like to offer a little advice on your Christmas decor.
Let's not push it.
Welcome, everybody. It is so exciting to have you here once again. And if everyone's ready, let's go out and spread some Christmas cheer.
Later, night, they sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart.
A couple stands at their front door, smiling as they watch. At another house. The carolers disperse. Later, they all gather outside. Hot chocolate urns are set up on tables. April approaches the kids, then Eric.
Great job, you guys. Hey.
Hey.
So I know it's not exactly a jazz concert, but you seem to be enjoying yourself out there.
I did. Mm-hmm. The neighborhood does this every year.
Mm-hmm. Every December 22nd for the past 27 years. But the live accompaniment just started a few years ago when I moved here.
Well, we are lucky to have you. And so would any orchestra. Mm-hmm. How'd that audition go?
Pretty good. Yeah, I used method number 4 and no hiccups.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
They said we'll hear something by the end of the month, so I'm just trying to keep my mind off of it.
Well, I promised the kids we'd watch a movie tonight. Why don't you join us? Maybe that would help you keep your mind off of it.
You're not writing today?
I am also trying to stay preoccupied. Turned in my new pages. I'm waiting to hear back from my publisher. Maybe we can stay distracted together.
I'll bring the popcorn.
One thing you should know about me. I am a master popcorn popper.
Oh, I thought I knew everything about you from your books.
Well, don't you know you shouldn't judge a book by its cover? Or the author?
We'll see.
Later, Eric, April, and the kids walk toward his house.
I did.
How was it?
Well, I definitely think you have a career.
Yeah, you were impressed.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, I'll keep surprised.
I definitely was.
Bridget stands at the door.
We should probably do a rain check on that movie.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
April leaves. Eric approaches Bridget.
I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to leave you a note. I'm sorry about the other night.
Don't be. You were being honest.
Blunt would be more accurate. And I realized we left things unresolved, so I just wanted to clear the air and say I don't think we should keep dating.
I think you're right.
Then there's no hard feelings.
April turns back. From a distance, she sees Eric kiss Bridget on the cheek. She frowns and goes home.
Merry Christmas, Bridget.
Merry Christmas, Eric.
Bridget leaves. Later, daytime, Eric stands at April's front door with the kids.
Thank you so much, April. I know I keep asking to watch the kids, but when my agent calls and says it's important, I kind of got to go. And besides, if I bring the kids one more time, Nick's liable to sign up his clients.
I'm happy to help. Besides, the best part about Christmas is wrapping presents, right, guys?
I like getting them better.
Listen to this guy in the house.
The kids go in.
Hey, sorry about the interruption last night. If you're available, would you be up for giving it another try tonight?
I mean, that is if you're free, of course.
I'm sorry, I'm working tonight.
Oh, okay.
Good luck.
Thanks. I think I just might need it.
I'm glad you're sitting down. Because the publishers loved your pages. In fact, they want to sign you to 2 sequels.
What? Are you serious?
Boom shakalaka!
I don't even know what to say.
How about you were right and I was wrong?
Well, I'm not one to throw things back in someone's face, but...
No, I deserve it, especially this time. You were right on with the new direction. They think this is going to be huge. We can't use the old title, so they want to know what you're going to call it.
Uncle Christmas. Now, Christmas heals the heart.
That sounds like a winner.
Right?
I need a copy, baby.
They pound fists. At April's, the three of them wrap skits, sitting on the floor.
Big girlies.
That's so cool. I don't think this one is ours.
It's probably for your grandma.
No, Uncle Eric bought grandma a watch. We wrapped it yesterday. Then who's this for?
It's probably for Bridget. We'll let Uncle Eric wrap that one himself.
Eric arrives back at home. He answers his phone, unloading decorations from the van.
Hey, Mom. How's my favorite lady feeling today?
Better, but I'm still a little weak. Doctor wants me to stay in one more day.
Well, that's terrific.
You sound awfully happy.
I got some great news from my publisher today. They loved my book.
Oh, honey, I'm so proud of you. And if this doesn't prove you don't have a Christmas jinx, I don't know what will. Oh, Eric, I have to go lie down. I'm feeling a little tired just now. Bye.
She is shopping in the village.
I'll be back in a minute. I'll see you at the house.
It's really great news, Eric. Congratulations.
Hey, how about I open a bottle of champagne and we'll celebrate tonight when you get back from work?
I usually get off pretty late and I'm tired, so.
Okay, well, how about a rain check?
I don't think so.
Is something wrong?
I don't think it's a good idea. Look, I have a student coming in a few minutes, and I... Congratulations again.
April shuts her front door. Eric walks back home.
Wake up, sleepyheads! Up, up, up! Come on!
5 more minutes. Is it Christmas already?
Not until tomorrow, but I have a surprise for you. Come on, get up. Gotta get dressed.
Let's go.
We follow him out. Later, they arrive at the skating rink.
I know you guys are disappointed your mom and dad aren't back yet, so I thought maybe we could start a tradition of our own. Just three of us. Go on, go get your skates. I'll meet you over there.
Eric approaches his poker buddy on the outside of the rink.
Hey, man. Glad you made it.
Thanks. Where are the kids?
They're already on the ice. So, how are Santa and his reindeer doing?
What are you talking about?
Your front lawn.
That was you?
What, you didn't figure it out?
Obviously not.
Well, it's a good thing you're not a mystery writer.
Later at home, the kids make cards. Eric bastes a turkey.
Yeah. Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
That's a lot of turkey for just us.
The leftovers are the best part. I don't care if it's just the three of us. We are gonna have a Christmas Eve to remember.
Can we invite April?
I thought about that, but I know she's working tonight. And besides, I think she might be mad at me.
What for?
I wish I knew.
Do you think it's about that necklace?
What necklace?
The one you bought for Bridget.
I didn't buy Bridget a necklace.
Well, April said you did. It was in the bag of presents we were wrapping. She said you should wrap it yourself.
Now it makes sense.
It does?
Yeah, I'll explain it to you in a few years.
Eric pulls out his phone. He types a text.
Sorry, April. You need to talk.
In the restaurant, Elaine sits at the piano. April enters with her violin.
Last night, how did it go?
It didn't.
What do you mean?
His girlfriend was there waiting for him when we got home.
I'm so sorry, April.
It'll be okay.
Elaine sits at the piano and starts to play. On the piano, April's phone buzzes. A text from Eric, we need to talk. At home, Liam stirs the gravy on the stove.
Uncle Eric, this is, kinda lumpy.
Who could that be? Maybe it's Santa.
It's way too early, Uncle Eric.
Ugh, too smart for your own good.
Eric opens the door.
Hey, surprise! You're back!
Mom,
you made it!
Dad, it is too much!
It smells like turkey in here!
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Beautiful turkey.
Hey, hi.
Oh,
get over here! Get over here!
The kids' parents and Sarah enter, carrying presents. They all hug.
We decorated it ourselves.
Wow.
Did you really? How long did that take you?
A long time.
I bet. There's
Mom, should you be out in your condition?
Oh, about that.
Mommy, thank you so much. Let me see.
I was never actually sick. I kind of lied about having the flu.
Well, if you wanted to get rid of the kids that badly, you could have just been honest with me.
Actually, you were the kid I wanted to get rid of. I just thought that if you were forced to take on some responsibility, you'd grow and, you know, let go of the past. And you know what, sweetheart? From what I've seen this week, I think it worked. Now, I hope you're not too mad at me, huh? Huh? I started to feel guilty around day three.
I'm not mad. I get why you did it. Maybe you should be the writer in the family. Definitely fiction.
Oh, wow, look at that tree.
Yeah. You know, that is the largest tree I have ever seen in anyone's house. I thought it was like the ones you get every year.
What? No.
The kids look guilty. Eric smiles. Later, they all sit at the dining table.
Absolutely. I basted the turkey for an hour.
Where did you learn how to cook like this?
Well, I wrote a book, which you obviously didn't read either. Has anyone read my book? Has anyone read my recipe book? I really want to know.
Honey, tell us about your trip, won't you?
We spent the last 24 hours flying home by way of Moscow, Brussels, and London. But hey, at least we made it home for Christmas, right? Oh,
and you two really came through for us. Thank you.
We were happy to help, weren't we, Mom?
Looks like Uncle Eric kept you too busy.
It's more like they kept me busy.
Yeah, and we haven't even told you about the ice skating and the Christmas caroling with April.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Okay, so someone needs to fill us in and let us know who April is.
I thought the last girl you were dating was named Bridget.
Well, the word was pretty much sums up that relationship.
Okay, I'm a little confused here as to who April is.
She lives two doors down. She was great with Liam and Chelsea, wasn't she, guys?
So why isn't she here tonight?
Because she doesn't seem to be talking to me right now.
Sounds like more than just a neighbor to me.
Yeah, well, I was kind of hoping that would be the case, but I guess I blew it somehow.
Okay, Romeo, so if she lives next door, why don't you just go over and tell her how you feel?
Because she's not home. But I know where she is. What am I doing? I'm sorry, guys. I gotta go. Thanks for the advice, sis.
Eric rushes out. April continues playing for the restaurant diners. Eric enters.
We need to talk.
I can't. I'm working.
I'm not going anywhere until you listen to me.
There's nothing to say. You have a girlfriend. I missed her the signals. No harm done.
You didn't misread any signals. Bridget and I are not a couple. She just came over last night to apologize, and we wished each other well. And about that necklace you saw, I bought it for you. No one else. I told you the first time I saw it, it was meant for you. And maybe I am too. Maybe we're meant for each other.
Eric hands her the necklace.
And you don't even write romance novels.
I'd rather live one.
They kiss. Elaine and Steve clap together at the piano.
How's that for a happy ending?
Well, it's not over yet. I heard from the orchestra. I'm in.
Yes.
He hugs and spins her.
Oh, by the way, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? You mind if I steal April tonight?
You two get out of here. Bye.
They rush out.
Merry Christmas.
They arrive at Eric's house.
With the sleigh bells ringing.
As they approach the front door, it begins to snow.
Singing, I watch how it all lights up your eyes.
Eric pulls her close and kisses her.
I wish upon the winter sky. It's for you this Christmas time.